Time now for your letters. Last week, the British newspaper The Independent printed a list of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's favorite songs, ranging from Elton John's Rocket Man to Brahms' Piano Concerto No. 2. And we took a moment to note and to hear from a few songs on her list. The list prompted John Kohler of Daly City, California, to write, "These are less important to me than some other facts. Ms. Rice was formerly on the Chevron board. In fact, there was a supertanker named the Condoleezza Rice until her appointment as National Security Advisor to the President. Since the ship name was an embarrassment, it was changed." Roberta and Jeffrey Kurland from Pennsylvania Furnace, PA, write, "Whether the Secretary of State wears farmer's overalls or Gucci loafers, prefers Bono or Bach, is unimportant. What matters is that she affects foreign policy due to her access to power. Ms. Rice's personality is irrelevant to an informed citizenry. Your report feeds the vanity of the powerful." Also last week, reporter Nick Muroff brought us the story of Peter Spring, who went to New Orleans to offer his skills as a piano tuner. He's helping repair instruments damaged by Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Spring's son died of cancer. He says he understands loss. Here's a clip of Mr. Spring.
"Well, I'm a third responder. I'm not interested in danger. It's not my thing. I'm not here to clean up. You know, I'm here for morale. And one of the first guys that I gave a good instrument to needed an alto sax, so I called him up and said, 'I got an alto sax for you.'"
We received a great many letters about this story. Richard Lewis from Gainesville, Florida, writes, "My wife and I were driving to the beach in St. Augustine when the program aired. When it concluded, I wanted to tell my wife that this was the most beautiful story I could remember ever hearing on NPR, but I couldn't get the words out for many miles. I felt as choked up as I could hear Peter Spring was in telling his story of his son Steve. To me, it was joyful and the truest testimony of goodness of the human spirit." Steve Rock of Cincinnati writes, "By the first few minutes, I was calling people to make sure they were tuned in. It just kept getting deeper and richer, and by the end, I was sobbing, happily thinking about what a hard and wonderful world it is." Write to us, come to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Select Weekend Edition Saturday. Please don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.